is taken from the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 119, verse 107 will serve as our text this morning. Psalm 119, verse 107. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Now, our text this morning is taken from the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the Holy Bible. The primary theme of Psalm 119 and of our scripture text is the sufficiency of God's word to deal with all that life throws at us. The sufficiency of God's word to deal with everything that life throws at us. It begins, I am afflicted very much. I am afflicted very much. This is the common lot of all men and women everywhere. Yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Just as the sparks fly upward as a law of nature, trouble comes. In this world, you will have tribulation. The promise remains. But be of good cheer, for I, Jesus, have overcome the world. The direct context of our scripture is with regard to the saint. The preceding verse says this, I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. Anybody who tries to keep God's righteous judgments is going to be afflicted on that account. In our sermon proper this morning, we're going to notice three things arising from our text. Notice who the child of God seeks help from. Secondly, notice what it is that the child of God seeks. And third, notice how the child of God goes about seeking help. Who the child of God seeks help from. In our text, O Lord, I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord. Do not put your trust in men. Even the best of men will let you down at some point. Jesus knew this. Therefore, Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men. Job, the patriarch Job, experienced this in the midst of affliction, crying out, O Lord, all my close friends abhor me, and those whom I love have turned against me. Even in his very hour of need. The ungodly, those you formerly thought were your friends, will mock and revile you for your faith. When you declare that you will keep God's righteous judgments, those worldly friends you used to have aren't going to take too kindly to that. You'll be treated in like manner as your master. For a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Even professing Christians will knock you down at times. Notice I said professing Christians, because many times they'll knock you down because they themselves are not converted, and therefore they don't understand the desire. They don't share the desire to seek out God's righteous judgments. Or those professing Christians will seek to knock you down out of jealousy over your blessings, over your gifts, over your talents. I'm just going to leave that there. But behold the divine constancy. The psalmist sought out the Lord. Notice in your Bible, I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord. You see that word, Lord? It's in all caps. And when you see that word Lord in all caps, that is Yahweh, or Jehovah. The literal translation in Hebrew, Yahweh. Anytime you see that Lord in all caps, you have Yahweh. Yahweh is the personal name for God. This is the God who appeared to Moses in the burning bush passage. Revive me, O Lord. Revive me. O God who is so personal in how He deals with me. We know Him by the name Jesus. This, of course, was veiled in the Old Testament economy. Remember the prophet Agur asks the question that nobody could answer in the fourth verse of the 30th Psalm. What is his son's name, if you know? We have been blessed above the saints in the Old Testament economy to know the name of the Son of God. And His name is Jesus. God is salvation. Revive me, O Lord. Revive me, O Yahweh. Revive me, O personal God. Revive me, O Jesus, Son of God. You who are a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You, O Lord Jesus, who loves at all times, even when men fail to do so. When we are personally afflicted, we need personal help. And our personal God provides that help in a personal way. Be strong and of good courage. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth. As the Savior says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Secondly, let us see what it is that the child of God seeks from the Lord. Revive me, O Lord. Revive me, O Lord. The Christian seeks the Lord, the personal God, and the Christian seeks revival. This is personal, spiritual revival. We all need this continually, and God the Holy Spirit is ready, God the Holy Spirit is able, and God the Holy Spirit is willing to work spiritual revival in you this morning. Just as He was the hour you first believed. Christian, will you pray after the manner of the prophet of old? O Lord! O Yahweh! O personal God! Revive your work in the midst of the years. Revive me in the midst of the years. Are you new in the faith? As a newborn babe, desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Are you in the midst of a trial, in the middle of trouble, in a dark time of your life? Then sing with the redeemed children of Judah. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Sing in the night season. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. Do you feel as if you've lost the excitement for Jesus that you once had? You ask others to pray for you in this regard, and in that you do well. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, if you find this Jesus in your prayer closet tonight, that you tell him that I am lovesick. Also, pray for your own condition. Sustain me with cakes of raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. Lord Jesus, personal Savior, come to my aid. Let us now see how the child of God goes about seeking help. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. The Christian seeks help according to God's word in a manner consistent with the things written herein, in this book, the Bible. Our emotions and our traditions, our feelings are to be tested under the microscope of the Holy Scriptures. Do you wish to be revived and equipped for spiritual service today? Reading, hearing, knowing, and living God's Word is the answer. Personal spiritual revival is found through the personal God, Jesus Christ, through His revealed will, through His Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You want to obey God's righteous statutes? Take heed to His precepts, that the man of God may be complete. You want to mature in the faith? Mature according to God's precepts, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You want to be able to walk in God's plan and purpose for your life? Seek His will as He has revealed it. And He will show you how to apply it. I guarantee it. And God's Word guarantees it. And that is how I can do so. So here is my challenge to you in 2013. Read God's Word, all of it, this year. I began this in 2002, a number of years ago, 11 years back. And this was a resolution, a New Year's resolution that was so spiritually beneficial to me that I never strayed from it. I make that very same resolution every year after the manner of Job, esteeming the Word of God even more than my necessary food. This is my spiritual food. This is what I need to get me through the day. When I begin to stray from it and when I start getting lazy, guess what? I'm going to reap the results of my own inattentiveness and my own lack of diligence in following God's Word. Our God is quite diligent in all He does. It is my reasonable service to be diligent in seeking out His will and performing it. We offer three plans here. I have them over on the table there on the right, the spare table, if you will. If you've never read through the New Testament before, or you're a brand new Christian, I encourage you to follow the plan that begins in the New Testament, read through the New Testament, and then go on to the Old. If you have some familiarity with the Bible, maybe you've been coming to church for a while, if you've read through the New Testament once or twice, I encourage you to take the one where you read through a little bit of the Old Testament and a little bit of the New each day and follow that one. If you've read through the Bible before, maybe once or twice, and have a pretty good familiarity with the Bible, I encourage you to begin at the beginning and follow it straight through. I don't care how many times you've read through the Scriptures before. When you read through it again, you will be spiritually refreshed anew. God is going to give you something right where you're at, and you're going to see something you didn't see before. Every time you read a scripture, you're in a different place, and the Holy Spirit will enlighten you as to that application for your life. Are you up to the challenge? What kind of year is 2013 going to be for you? Are you going to waste it? Are you going to waste it as you've wasted so many days, so many years, perhaps so many decades of your life? Are you going to invite your personal God, your personal Savior, into your heart each and every day and make His Word, what He has said, a priority in your life? Lord Jesus, may You quicken us through Your Spirit that we might be up to the challenge. May 2013 be a year of personal spiritual revival for each one in this room. And yea, even for our local assembly, the local church, in our city, in our state. May the name of Jesus Christ be exalted in all we think, say, and do. In that name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's all for now.